It's been over 7 months since President Trump enacted those sweeping duties on goods from nearly every country. And one of the questions before the Supreme Court this week, who's paying them? NPR's Juliana Kim joins us. Juliana, thanks for being with us.
Happy to be here.
Have we seen retail prices change in the past 7 months?
So far, prices have gone up, you know, for coffee, clothing, furniture, things that are almost exclusively imported. But interestingly, only about 20% of the tariff burden has actually made it to retail prices. That's according to Erica York, an analyst at the Tax Foundation, a group that advocates for simplifying the tax code. She told me companies probably had stockpiles of products before tariffs hit, and also a lot of businesses held off changing prices while there was some uncertainty around tariff rates. But that strategy is beginning to change, and companies are starting to pass higher costs to the consumer. Economists say that's going to become more common in the months ahead.
What could costs look like in the next year?
So there's some different numbers floating around. The Tax Foundation estimates that if tariffs stay in place throughout next year, a household could face an average burden of $1,600. I also asked this question to Kent Smetters, the faculty director at the Penn Wharton budget model, and he estimates that existing tariffs could tack on as much as 1% to your average spending. So if you spend $50,000 a year, that's an extra $500. Keep in mind, prices are just one part of the story. You know, tariffs can also lead companies to slow hiring or cut wages, which isn't good news for an already weakening job market.